In April of 2020, I was deep in my expected birthing season with my second child. So I was 40 weeks and so very looking forward to the birth of my baby, which I was planning to have at home. And this was really different than what some other pregnant women's experience was when they were getting ready to have their babies in April of 2020, because the hospitals had a lot of regulations and there was a lot of concern and fear that, for example, fathers weren't even going to be allowed in the rooms. I mean, people were not leaving their houses. And because we were choosing to make this different decision, we had a really beautiful opportunity to be inward, to be together, to be a family. And that allowed us to make so many of our own decisions. We were able, because we stayed in the safety of our home, and were able to just be our wild selves, to invite our family, to invite my mother, to invite my husband's family, and we just chose trust and love over anything else. And I'm so glad we did, because in September of 2020, my husband's mother, who had been sick for quite a long time, died. And if we had spent all of those months being apart and being scared and living in a way that was outside of what felt right and true to us, she would not have known my children. She would maybe not have even met them. But instead, she had months with her second grandbaby and her only grandson. And what I think when I think about that time is how right it felt for us to choose our truth and to live in that and to stand in that every day, and how grateful I am.